It's our semi-annual tipping and customer service show.
Right.
And we need to talk about what happened that night in Denny's. We're not picking on Denny's.
No.
But basically, we're talking about customer service stories, good and bad.
Right.
And certainly in a place like Denny's, you can find your share of both.
And it's an opportunity for companies kind of to learn.
Yeah.
You know, if they want to make things
learn
better,
from your mistakes.
Exactly. God knows over the past, we've been doing this almost a year now.
Yeah.
We have learned so many lessons.
Oh, you mean our mistakes here?
Our mistakes Whoa. Here. Yeah. We've learned so many lessons, and we really want to make these good shows for you guys.
Yeah.
For you folks out there who are listening.
Yeah.
And so we need to learn and we need to make changes.
I was going to say, to be fair about it, I'm kind of dancing all over my tongue here this evening.
I'm going to have to kiss you and stabilize that tongue of yours.
What I was going to say was, we're learning from our mistakes.
That's right.
So I think everybody else should, too.
I couldn't agree more.
Now, let me give out the number. Basically, we're looking for folks who want to call in and rant about their favorite customer service stories.
Yeah.
701-751-0838.
Your favorite bad customer service
stories. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you know, if somebody's got a great story where they want to rave, we're open to that, too.
Hey, we are speakers. If you're in the Bismarck area,
if you're in the
our
sound
speakers
of my voice.
Are working again, so you can actually hear us outside the studio.
Yeah,
you really can. You can hear us outside the studio now. How cool!
You can
is
walk
that?
Right by. And, only thing is, it's a little out of sync. So if you walk by and you look at us, you look at our lips moving, it's not quite going to match what's coming out of the speaker.
It's going to be like the Japanese Godzilla movie.
Yeah,
it's like, it's fun.
A muscle is in the lake. And the guy's lips are still going 5 minutes later.
Right.
I saw a Korean comedian do a great bit with that one time. You know, he comes out, he starts moving his lips for 10 seconds, and he goes, hello. I thought that was rather amusing.
Yeah, of course you are.
Oh, we got to tell the story of Denny's the night after the smoking ban went into effect in the town of Bismarck. Now, this Denny's, we continued to go to Denny's today, this particular Denny's, because they've made some changes over the years.
They have.
But to be honest, we haven't always been tickled pink with the service. You know, being at Denny's, you know how it is.
Right.
You know how it is. So tell the story, because you're the one who made the big fuss about it.
Yeah, I am.
I was kind of slithering off in the corner in total humiliation.
That's what I say. I tend to humiliate him when I get like this.
Oh,
but,
God,
but
yeah.
I've been in customer service for like 35 years.
Right.
And there are just things you do not do. Oh, and I have a good Walmart story, too.
Oh, I got to hear this.
Yeah, you love that. But let's go with the Denny's story first.
Yeah, let's go to the Denny's stuff first.
So the smoking ban, I'm a smoker. Everybody knows I'm a smoker, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, the smoking ban went into effect.
Right.
Okay, and we went into Denny's a couple of days later. And before, you would walk in and they would say how many smoking or non-smoking.
Yeah.
Right. And so I was joking with the hostess who greeted us. And she said, how many today? And I said, two. Table or booth? I said, booth. And I said, hey, I said, you don't have to ask smoking or non-smoking anymore. I said, that must be fun, you know, that you have to do that. She then proceeds to go on a rant about how she's glad that smokers aren't allowed in here anymore. And that smokers are unhealthy people, and she's just thrilled about it.
Which is not exactly rude, but it's probably not the smartest thing to say to people.
Well, let me put it this way.
Yeah.
We're all welcome to our personal feelings. But professionally, if you don't know if that person is a smoker or a non-smoker, it's kind of just better to keep those feelings to yourself, you know, and stay professional. You know, professional would be, yes, it is. Let me show you to your table. Let me show you to your booth. That's professional. Get them seated. Get them water. Get the waitress over there as quickly as possible. Get them coffee. Get them menus. You know, the whole nine yards. I took real offense to this because she was going on a rant.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I said, miss, I am a smoker. I said, and I enjoyed smoking in Denny's. I said, I'm not really happy about the ban, but, you know, I don't really have much choice in the matter. And then she proceeded to argue with me about
Are
it.
Are you kidding?
And so
that part I don't remember.
I looked at my husband and I said, we're leaving. I said, I'm not staying here and being treated like this.
I'm off in the corner going, don't
he
hit
is.
Me.
Nobody he is. Me. He's cowering.
Don't hit me.
He can be such a wimp sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I can.
And as we were walking out, I asked for the manager. And I told the manager what happened. And I said, and because of this, we are leaving. I said, I refuse to stay here and be treated like this by your hostess. And we walked out the door. And he was upset because he was like, well, I'm hungry. I want to go eat. And I said, fine, we'll find someplace else to eat. But I will not eat here right now when somebody has just gone on a rant.
You were smoking, so to speak.
I was smoking.
That steam coming out of your
that's
ears.
That's right. I was smoking.
Woo! Like the cartoons.
No, that's all I'm saying is, you know what? That's great that she's happy about it, but she doesn't have to share it with everybody.
I don't think she's working there anymore.
She is, and I think she got fired. I did not intend to fire her.
No.
I did not intend to get her fired.
No.
I was just thinking maybe a little. Well, actually, what the manager said is they've had problems with her before like that. She doesn't have a sensor. You know, we all have this, we're all supposed to have this internal sensor.
Yeah, a little guy inside
tells
her
us
head.
When to shut the hell up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I sometimes mine gets out of whack, too. Or he goes on a real long coffee break, and he's not there when I need him.
Exactly. But, you know, I mean, they could have just, but evidently they've talked to her several times, and they wound up letting her go. My intention was not to get her fired.
No.
My intention is train your people better. You know, train your people to be professional, keep their personal opinions to themselves, and just serve me my damn food. Just seat me. Give me some water. Give me menus. You don't have to tell me all this stuff, you know. I'm not interested in what you did today, and I'm sorry about that, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not your friend. I'm a customer. Your friends are the people you tell them what you did today and how your job sucked and how your life sucked. I'm a customer.
Right.
Okay? I don't want to hear that. Yeah. I want to hear about the specials, and I want to hear about the soup du jour.
And
I want you to give me my damn food.
Yeah, you want your damn food.
And I want it to be good.
Yeah. Well, you got to be careful, of course, when you don't want to cop an attitude with the waiter or waitress. If it's going to be bad, you just leave.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to cop an attitude with the waiter because we all know the kind of stuff that goes on back in the kitchen.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
playing hockey with the hamburger patties.
Nobody's
and that kind
actually
of thing.
Died from any of those things. Let's face it.
People sticking patties under their arms, you know.
But nobody's actually died from any of that. I mean, it might be unpleasant,
well,
but
I used to
eat mud patties when I was a kid.
Okay.
Okay, and my mother would I don't know why. I guess it was a kid thing. It's like Elmer's. Remember the Elmer's paste in
which is made out of milk. It's a milk product.
Is it?
It is.
I didn't. Well, no wonder.
Well, that's
I loved
why
it's
Elmer's.
So
it's made by the Borden Company. They make milk products.
Oh, okay. But anyway, Elmer's I used Gruol. To eat the paste because it was minty.
Minty fresh.
It was minty fresh, and I used to eat the paste in kindergarten. And frankly, everybody in my kindergarten class, we ate the paste.
Oh yeah, that paste is good.
And we had the teacher coming around saying, "Don't do that.
Don't
do that. Don't do that." You know, and it's like when your parents tell you don't eat raw cookie dough. Okay, they say don't eat raw cookie dough. That will give you salmonella. Okay, that's a bunch of BS.
What?
Basically, don't eat the raw cookie dough because mom needs to cook the cookies, and so she baked the cookies. And so the whole point is, if you're eating the raw cookie dough, she doesn't have dough to bake the cookies. It has nothing to do with salmonella.
Yeah,
you
it's
can
just
eat
not the way
dough.
We do things.
Exactly. You know, I mean, at least give me a decent reason why.
And then some genius, some marketing genius somewhere got the idea of putting cookie dough into ice cream.
Yes.
And the guy made $1 zillion,
yes,
and I can't be happy for him.
Because we love raw cookie dough.
Yeah.
It's good. It's yummy.
Because he didn't care. Oh, we're not supposed to do that. Well, this guy didn't care.
He
and now
thought
he's
outside the box.
Yes.
And now he owns the box.
Yeah. I mean, I come from the era where that was the worst thing you could do.
Yeah.
Was to. I mean, they're all. What were they always saying in school? They like you to show initiative. But when you do show initiative, we can't do that. You
they
know,
slap you down.
Yeah. Worst thing in the world you could do is stand out from the crowd.
Okay. This is going to sound icky to everybody.
Uh-oh. Ick alert.
Before I became a type 2 diabetic, I can't do this anymore. So, but years ago, what I used to do. I like cake. I love cake.
Everybody loves cake.
You know, chocolate cake. I love it. But hi, folks. How are you? I love chocolate cake, but I wasn't patient enough to bake it. So I would actually make the batter and I would eat the batter.
Oh, I've done that.
And I love it. And it takes me back to fond memories when my mother would make cake.
The batter or the frosting?
The batter.
I've eaten the frosting.
Oh, yes.
Get
oh,
a can
I.
of frosting oh, and just eat yeah, the frosting exactly. right out of it.
But
I've done
but
that.
But the batter.
Not anymore.
You know, the batter, when you're a kid and your mom is making cake and she's got the beaters and she takes the beaters off and she hands them to you and you get to lick them.
Yeah.
You know, and you get to scoop out the last little remnants in the bowl. Well, I just completely figured, why the hell should I just have beaters and the last little remnants when I can have the whole bowl of batter?
A big old bowl of batter.
A big old bowl of batter. And of course, you know, after about, 10 spoonfuls, I was getting sick. But
yeah.
The point is, it was yummy. And
it
I
was.
Never died from it. I never got sick from it.
Yeah, you're still here alive and well.
I'm still here alive and well.
Now, you are a type 2 diabetic, so am I. Probably because we ate frosting
yeah,
from the can and
batter and cookie dough.
Now, you know, it's a real fun thing to do when you get your kids to lick the batter.
What?
Leave the batter on.
Leave the beaters on?
Yeah.
Oh, you're mean.
They learn to move their tongue
he
in
has
very,
no
creative,
children.
Very creative ways.
The closest thing to a child that we have together,
the
besides
cat.
My child, which he was totally raised by the time Jim came into the picture,
yeah.
is
and
the
I
cat.
I couldn't be happier about
is
that.
Our cat,
yeah,
Stevie
we have a cat.
Ray. Stevie Ray Walsh, the amazing blue singing cat.
Formerly the no, world... what's the matter with me tonight?
Just talk.
Formerly known as the world's most flatulent cat. We got that
yes,
fixed, though.
Yes, we did. The
yogurt.
Yeah, the vet suggested yogurt, and so I gave him for a few days, I gave him yogurt with his food, with wet food.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's not flatulent anymore.
No.
Yeah.
He's and no longer plus, a gassy cat.
He seems like he feels better.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, every now and again he gets, and oh, I figured out, when he gets those muscle contractions,
yeah,
they're bubbles.
Water bubbles.
They're fart bubbles. Pardon my French.
Oh.
I thought they were muscle contractions. They aren't. They're gas bubbles.
Oh.
They're gas bubbles.
Yeah, there's a name for those. Farts.
Well, that's what I said.
Oh, okay.
They're fart. I said fart. I've said fart bubbles, but you kind of gave me the deer in the headlight look, so
oh,
I figured
okay.
I should.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with the headphones tonight. I can barely hear you.
Oh, well, take your headphones off, and then you can hear me talk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can hear you. Okay.
There we go. See, now you can actually hear me.
Yeah.
Because I'm
headphones.
Like live in the studio. It's not like I'm off someplace else.
Yeah. It's not like you're
where
standing
the only
the room.
Way you can hear me is to have those stupid headphones.
It's not like Citizen Kane, where the husband and the wife are sitting at the opposite ends of the real long
right.
table. Good morning,
hey, dear. Honey, pass me the salt.
Pass the salt, and she just kind of flings it
yes.
down to him. I'm like, yeah, you didn't get damn salt.
Get that coyote ugly all the
oh,
way down,
yeah,
the, all the way down the bar. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I tell you. Anyway, how do we get on this? We're talking about
tipping and customer service stories.
Customer service. Yeah, there's this bar I used to go to in my hometown where they had a sign up. It said, please be nice to your bartenders and waitresses. Remember, tipping is not a city in China. Oh, they thought that was so clever.
I know. Well, that's why I started off with that.
But I always try to be reasonable. Now, we need
good.
To talk about how much to tip.
Yes.
Because in some places, it's 15%. In some places, it's 20%. I've heard people say that even 10% is acceptable in some circumstances.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, I don't believe it should come down to a percentage.
Yeah.
I believe it should come down to what kind of customer service did you have.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the better the service, the more you tip. But how
well,
much is it? How much
my
you
feeling,
leave if you want to say, hey, great job?
My feeling is if you got really crappy customer service,
yeah.
you leave them with nothing.
Well,
because
that's always been
that's
my thing.
That's what tipping's about. Tipping is about, I give you customer service, you give me, you remunerate me with money.
This brings up a couple of interesting questions, which I want to get to in a minute here. 701-751-0838, talking about tipping and customer service. Yes, it's our semi-annual tipping and customer service show.
It's our semi-annual. Jim was lazy and didn't print out his information in time. So
and the printer broke.
And the printer, well, it didn't break. I just had to replace the
ran
cartridges,
out of
and it
yeah,
takes
okay.
time to do that. If anybody has an idea, we are spending... Hi, how are you?
People
hey there. People walking by, waving
people walk
and
by
smiling.
The storefront. They're like,
hi there.
They're like Audrey Hepburn in that movie, you know, just
can
kind
you
of
hear
peering
us?
Into the window.
You can't. Listen. You can hear us.
Yeah, we're kind of on delay. What you're listening to, if you walk by the studio right now, you're listening to our show from last Christmas.
Yeah, hang around. Hang around and watch, please.
And I know it can be kind of off-putting, but eventually what we're saying will kind of catch up with what we're talking about at any given moment. It's like we're doing the time warp dance here.
Yeah, doing the time warp.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so we're doing the Halloween show now.
That was sweet. She almost hung around. She said she had to go, but that was sweet.
Oh, okay.
There was
and
a
by the way,
outside.
we do need your shoe donations. We need to talk about that.
Yes, we do. Do we want to do that after a break?
Yeah, let's do that after the break.
Let's take a little break, and then we'll come back. We've got this great promotion for the U of Mary students. They're hosting one for 1 week to raise awareness of shoeless children. We're going to talk about what you can do to help. And we're going to have more stories about tipping and customer service. And we'd love to hear your stories.
Yeah, call in and rant. Give us a good rant or a good story, a rant or a rave.
We're really not that interesting, so please call in and join in.
Well, you are.
Well, you are too, but please call in and join in.
701-751-0838. It's our tipping and customer service show. Jive Talking at urlradio.net.